Okay, Beis Hashem, tonight what we're going to be doing is discussing the sugya of Meshumar and Nevat. So this is the second half of the booklet. Last week we had discussed, we were planning, until we had to rush out, we were planning to do both these with Svichim and Nevat and Meshumar. So this week we're going to do the prohibition of, potentially, of partaking of fruits. I don't have my thingy on. To start again. Last week I also forgot. This is my Shalom Bayis. Okay, Shkreich Rafi. So, Beis Hashem, tonight what we're going to be doing is a sugya of Meshumar and Nevat, and we're going to discuss is whether fruits that have been watched or worked on during Shemitah, whether those are Isser Bechila or not, as well as we'll touch on the very, very fascinating discussion that's the status of Esrogim from Eretz Yisrael, when we're not sure of its status, whether the farmers were Shomer Shemitah or not. Now that sugya, we're not going to come out halacha l'maisa. We have a little bit of time till next sukkahs when it's going to rear its head. But to have a basic sense of the sugya Meshumar and Nevat, it's a fascinating, fascinating sugya. Mineu bey in the Rishonim. There's a lot of beautiful issues that come up. And so let's begin, Beis Hashem. The starting point is really a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos on Kuf Chav Beis Amid Aleph. So that's about halfway through the first booklet, quotes the following phenomenon. Three lines from the top of Kuf Chav Beis in Yevamos. There was a guy who was selling fruits in the marketplace. So he claims that they are of Arla. So the Gemara says, Lo Amar Klum. He's not able to asser it. Well, we're not going to right now deal, obviously, in the Yevamos theory, talk about the Nemanus of a Goy, to say that a woman's husband had passed away. We're not interested about the Nemanus and the Goy per se. We're interested in one thing, and that is, what is the word Azeka? So Rashi says, Shel Azeka, five lines into now on Kuf Chav Beis Amid Aleph, Mi Pardes Mu'uzak, the God there is Saviv Loi L'Shaimrei, there was a fence that was around there to guard the farm, V'hishna Shvias, and it's Shemitah. In other words, the guy is telling you that you can't use it because it's being guarded during Shemitah. The only thing is, Rashi gets stuck. And here Rashi is very, very explicit. Rashi says, V'kashali, demai yisr yeshkan, what type of yisr is there? Im, avarz ma'na biur, lo shman min ha-shomer ve'lo shlo min ha-mufkar. We haven't yet done a shir on biur, but there's going to be a time when you need to be mafkir your peiros. So Rashi says, if it's the issue of biur, so that applies to all fruits. And if not, who cares about the fact that it was a mishumar? V'kodem hazman elu ve'elu mutar. And prior to this, they're entirely mutar. So how Rashi is going to learn the Gemara? Mirtz Hashem. I'm learning Ksuvis now. We have to first finish the Daf Yomi, and then one day learn Yevamos Be'iyun, how Rashi is going to reach Zeka. But let's see how Tosis takes a look. Dibra Maskul Shal Zeka. Tosis says, Ve'ein Nir Le Rabbeinu Tam. Quotes Rashi, and then he says, I'll tell you why Meshumar is Asur. Da Behed Yotanya B'teres Kainim, Ves Inve Nizirech Loi Sivtzar, Min HaMeshumar Yata Boitzer Avo, Ata Boitzer Min HaMufkar. You're not allowed to cut those things that are Meshumar. You're only allowed to cut from those things that are Hefker. So implicit in Tosos is the following idea. And that is that if you violate it, then the fruits are going to be Asar Me'achila. In other words, these are the fruits you're allowed to eat. The Torah says, Esin Vein Nizirech Alo Sivtzar. And Chazal Darshim Min HaMeshumar Yata Botzer Ava Ata Botzer Min HaHefker. So this Lechura is a big machlokis between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, whether there's an Isra Achila from Meshumar. Now the Rambam and the Tshuva's Per Hador is pointed to, as we have in the next page, by many, as being also of the opinion that Meshumar is Mutter. And if you often see Poskim say that the Rambam holds that's Mutter. This is, if I'm not mistaken, in Per Hador Simin Pet Tesvav, where we have underlined on the bottom of page Membeis, he says, "Ve'ein kan iser min haTorah va'fil Yisrael asra Torah ela zriya bilvad." The Rambam there is talking about, he's discussing over here the Isser Svichin. This is actually the connection between last week's shir and this week's shir, where the Rambam asks, why is it that there isn't an Isser? I'm putting some brackets, you don't have to follow this. The Rambam asks, why is there no Isser Svichin by a goy, by a goy's fruits? And the Rambam says it's a gzera. And then the Rambam says, V'lachain, Yachol Yisrael belief safek v'umoter minachi ba'achila ve'ein kan iser min haTorah va'afilu liYisrael. Even if Yisrael did it, says the Rambam, it's not aser midoraisa to have hana. So some point that the Rambam questions whether that's a correct reading of the Rambam. One could argue that it is correct. The Rambam is of the opinion that even if there was meshumer, it could very well be that there isn't an Isser D'oraisa. We only have the Isser Svichin from last week, which is Midrabbanan. That's how they point to this, to the Rambam as holding that it is Mutter. Now, in terms of Psak Halacha, we already alluded to last week that there are many Mekilim in regards to the Isser of Meshumer and the Isser of Nevad. We saw, skipping ahead, the Mincha Shlomo, which is based on the photocopy on the next page. The Mincha Shlomo is, we pointed out that there is now an addition on Masechta Shviyas, Al Seder HaMasechta Perek Hei Mishnah Zayin, which is based on the Mincha Shlomo and Siman Mem Daled, but Perek Hei Mishnah Zayin says a little bit more, so we're going to do it from there. Where Rav Shlomo Zalman gives us a very important heter. I don't think in Bnei Brak they agree with this heter, but nevertheless, should be known that Rav Shlomo Zalman felt strongly about this. There has been, well, I'll say, as a Talmud Rabbeinu of Nevin socially, there has been some historical revisionism that's gone on in the last couple of years about Mavin Yavin, Dai Chachma Beremiza. But here, Rav Shlomo Zalman is black on white over here. In Mincha Shlomo Perikei Mishnah Zayin, Rav Shlomo Zalman says as follows. When it comes to those who don't follow the Heter Mechira, after all, when our first shiurim we discussed the difficulty of the viability of Heter Mechira, and we discussed that there are many poskim who say the Heter Mechira is deeply problematic. On the other hand, there are poskim who say that it works, and we should follow it. So on this, Eru Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, as it go, we didn't start the fire. This is a machlokas that goes back for a while. For those who don't follow Heter Mechira, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, even those who don't follow Heter Mechira, nevertheless, he says that you're allowed to buy Heter Mechira produce. Mi'igur Dedina. Take a look, let's see an insight. Ela afo, sha'afo b'kei, nirulani esdaiti. Shigam emein roitzim l'smach klal Heter Mechira. Mikol makom lefi mashenagim kachroas haachroinim lahokil bezman hazeh b'yisr mishumer v'nevad. Rav Shlomo Zalman zatzal paskind that we're makil on mishumer v'nevad bezman hazeh. So even if you hold that chasvili this farmer was nechshal on isr chamur, but he was nechshal on isr chamur of Meshumer and Evad, that doesn't make it also. V'gama chosin ish kosov kein, d'bidi evad ein aperis nesarn umutarn b'achilu l'acherim. Chazon ish, he claims, paskins this way. Now the Chazon ish, there is a lot of literature about how the Chazon ish paskined. Obviously, Rav Shlomo Zalman tells us strongly over here, as well as in that the next photocopy, Mincha Shlomo Siman Mem Daled, what he believes is the Chazon Ish's position. The Chazon Ish that Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoting says the following, going back the page, Simin Yud, Ois Vav, the top of page, Kuf Yud Zayin, Ves Roigin, Shel Shvias. What's Allah about Esrogan Shvias? Remember, in the time of the Chazon Ish, there were many people who weren't Omei b'nisayon, and they weren't Shomer Shemitah. Says the Chazon Ish, Avag Yav, Shemetai v'nosa v'shvias b'isar, u'mishamer nosa, they do work on it, they are mishamerit, ein haperos nesarin, v'yoytzin b'en b'chag, shadayinu koydim b'yur. If it's after b'yur, then it's a separate problem, because you're not allowed to have haraz b'ilos. However, If we're talking about before Biur, so then in such a case, the Chazon Ish says in the page before Rav Shlomo Zalman, the page before Mincha Shlomo, he says that Sroigim are mutter. Again, not everybody believes that the Chazon Ish really holds that way. There is a question. Notice the Chazon Ish only over here is talking about a Sroigim. And they point out there seems to be a Sira and another Chazon Ish. But at the end of the day, this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote black and white, and that is that when it comes to a Sroigim Shvius, then Meikur Dedina, one could be Meikur in regards to Meshumer and Nevad. Therefore, the Mincha Shlema concludes that Bidi Avad, a person would not be over in Isser in buying fruits of Hetem Mechira. I'm not saying that one should follow this Lechatchila, but one should be aware. There are other issues of Misayeya and other issues like that. But at the end of the day, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's not an Isser of Meshumer and Nevad. What about the Isser of Schora? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says brilliantly, the Hetem Mechira is a legitimate Shita. Whether we follow it or not, it's a legitimate shita, and therefore the only time you're over lifnei iver on any iser is when the person is not following the legitimate shita. But if the person is following the legitimate shita, then in such a case one would not be over the iser of lifnei iver, as Rav Shlomo Zalman goes on to develop in Kuf Chav Dalet v'taima d'milsa. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says black and white. You want me to? I see a questioning look. So let's see it inside. The time of the milsu can avoid the marbit. The silver shechayom lino kedushas shis kamishal nachri. When we call machum kasa, the avsh lechor nirishan isarim lechol bekedusha. Also, I'm liknos. In other words, how can you buy according to marbit? How can you buy peros goyim? Aren't you over on schora? Yafin nirishim butul aknos and v'lo yachush. Why? Kivan she'adaber lahem hechter she'soim chinam amoyrim lahem hechter. They're being soimich on legitimate rabbanim. And if they're being soimich on legitimate rabbanim, then these people are not over. So maybe you're not over the flavor, even if you, when you learned up the sugya, decided that the mechir is not valid. This is important. You saw it from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, in regards to analyzing this isra of Meshumer more, let's take a look and see that Rashi and Tosas, Lanias Daityar Lushitasam, and I was thrilled to see that I was mechaving to this. Oh, you didn't get the whole photocopy of Rabbi Yosha Ber Shirim, beside there. On Lamites on the days, we have over here a similar machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, Alamites Amid Aleph, that you have to be careful who you're going to give Dmei Peros to. That if you're going to give Dmei Peros to an Ama Oretz, so then in such a case, then he might use it for an incorrect usage. Says the Gemara, you could give to an Ama Oretz you could buy from him 3 meals worth. And the Gemara says on top of Amites on the days, Bamedvar Mamurim Belokeach Mina Mufker. Avalokeach Mina Meshumer Afilu Bekechati Yisr Asur. So here there's a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. Exactly why is it Asur to be Lokeach Mina Meshumer? So as would be expected, Rabbeinu Tam says the following. Rabbeinu Tam says the Isser over here in this long Tosas Dibra Maskel Bamedvar Mamurim, he says beautifully, what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara is saying you can't buy from Meshumer because Meshumer you're not allowed to eat. It's Asur. If you take a look at Rashi never said that. Rashi says about 7-8 lines on top, it's Rashi Lashitasa, Al Lakukh Min Asadim Min Meshumer Shesada Zuais and Meshumeres together Upasach Noul Ze Noul. This guy becomes a chashud. This guy becomes a chashud in terms of Mesiras Dmei Domim La'am Oretz. But we're not talking about whether the fruits are going to be asur. And sure enough, the Otzim Mefarshei HaTalmud I saw quotes the Ritva in the second paragraph where he says, V'nir Midvar Shaperos Atan Al Pisham Yushar Mutarim. And he adds also the sayeya yidera over abera, or mishum the chayshin and the schora, one of the two. But it's not an inherent iser on the peros. While Rabbeinu Tam, Lashitaso, in the long traces over there, learns that there's an iser achila when it comes to Meshomer. So this has been a machlokas Rashi in the Bali Tosis Lashitaso in a few places. And the Chazon Ish, the way Rav Shlomo Zalman understood, comes out the kula. That means that b'di'evad, even if there's a chashash on Meshomer, so then in such a case, one could be meigel. Now, the question is whether Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying that's a lechatchila. I'm not sure Rav Shlomo Zalman would say that if you have two stories you could walk into, and you could just as well choose the store that's Shomer Shvius. Of course, there are many, many reasons why one should choose the store that is following the dictates of Shvius. But in Shailus of Bidi Evid and so on and so forth, there is a machlokis, is a big discussion amongst the poskim, and Rav Shlomo Zalman and others took that Bidi Evid one could be Meikel. Now let's go to Esrogim. Esrogim is a really interesting, has another interesting twist to it. Rav Yosheber Zatzal had a fascinating approach in regards to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Brilliant Mahalach. And in fact, this made its way into circles that you wouldn't have expected. In a very yeshivish, beautiful sefer, Otzer Yisod HaShvius, by Rav Dikmin from Har Nov, he quotes a couple times Rishima Shiurin. He quotes it a couple times, and this is one of the cases that he quotes the Rav's Torah, and he develops, as I photocopied for you, that it could very well be that this is another sniff to be Mekel in regards to Esrog Meshomer. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't have enough time to look into the history. The Talmid of Rabbi Yosheber, probably aware, there was once upon a time a very, very big hack about Esrog Meshomer. I think in the 30s, 40s, 50s, it was a major, 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 major issue. One of the things that emerges is this confusion about what the Chazon Ish exactly held. This confusion. You can see clearly what Rav Shlomo Zalman held. And if I'm not mistaken, this Mahalach of the Rav got involved with politics as well. In other words, people pulled the Rav's Shita into politics as well. We're not going to touch on that. We're going to touch on the Etzem Sugya itself. Yes, Rafi?
I may have been misunderstanding.
Oh, you can always ask to clarify. Yeah.
The concept of Shumarin. Here we're playing the Shumarin. They were
guarded the entire time that the person wasn't mafkir his field. So that's what the Shaila over here is, when it's Meshuvah, when it's being guarded. So the Rav had the following Shaila. The Rav's Shaila was like this. Following Chakira. The Rav's Chakira is, what's the reason why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Asur V'Achila? Is a Pshat, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Asur V'Achila because Macholos HaSaris, as a Din Macholos HaSaris? Or, as we saw in Yevamos, the Isur came from this Inva Yizivachlo Sivtza, which says, Iyata Botzer Min HaMeshumer. If you say, it's Iyata Botzer Min HaMeshumer, in its simple reading of meaning of the words, then lav dafka do those words tell you that it's mamish macholos asuris. Rather, but Rabbeinu Tam says asur to me. Rabbeinu Tam was telling you that there is a certain way you're supposed to treat peros shvius, and a certain way you're supposed to eat peros shvius. Take a look inside in Rabbi Reichman's beautiful sefer. He says the following. Ulam peros mishumarim, about 10-12 lines in. Radas Rabbeinu Tam, in one way, of course, is machol sasur, says a regular din machol sasur. First word in line is la'achila. Ki niskachu b'chalois kedush ha-shvius, kishigodu m'bli shiyukdushu la'achila idei hefker abalk mitzvah ha-shvius. Ulechein misha ochlam over b'isri kiwi peros shvius shalokim mitzvah. You're not taking care of the peros shvius the way they're supposed to be done. Bidome, parallel, v'misha nena ana shal kilu yishalokim mitzvahs peros shvius mufkarim. Kedushas peros shvius hanitenes la'achila, what allows you to eat kedushas shvius in an appropriate way? Al yidei hefker balasada. And if it's missing the hefker balasada, then it's the inappropriate way of treating fruits that have kedushas shvius. What a brilliant mahalach. And the truth is, where do we see it's a chafza macholos asuris? Yeah, you learned in Yardea. But chafza macholos machos asuris? Mechi pesi zechetze machos asuris. Says Rabbi Yoshe Ber, based on this, the nafkamina is going to be using a esrog that's from a shomer. If we say that becomes machos asuris, so then everybody knows that lulav agazel, we have a halacha that says that those things that are asur bahana, you can't be mekayev mitzvahs, you can't be mekayev mitzvahs dalad minim with that object. However, if the vart is that there is a certain kiwi, there's a certain way that you're supposed to eat it, and this is, and you're not eating it in an appropriate way when it came from something that's mishumar, Mechitesi argues that it will be an Isser Netila. You see, Rabbi Dickman quotes this in that night sefer, Otsi Yisodei HaShvius, where he says, V'ol yesh la'osif de'ev shalavar sheperos shvius ha'mishumarim kol ot shlo afgerim harehem masur mechila kol ha'shachiz peris ha'shumarim yesh b'zem mishum chilu kedush ha'speros shvius u'mitzvah samila achla. If that would be so then in such a case, then an esrog would not have that particular problem. So that is a tzad. Another tzad to be matter when it comes to esrogim. In other words, as he points out, l'fi kol anav, there are a lot of tzadim la'achil by esrog mishomer. Number one, whether we pass like Rabbeinu Tam or Rashi, we saw Shlomo Zalman fell the mikra d'dina. We pass like Rashi and there's a Rambam. Number two, he points out, even if the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, it's not an isur achila, but rather it's a certain hanhagas kiwi, which is required of the esrog, and a netila is lav dafka, a violation of that. And since it's no longer a chefta machalas asuris, then what the Gemara says, that's a chisar of lachem, and so on and so forth, that does not apply to an esrog. Finally, the last point is the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Vav, Simin Lamid Tes. He point makes a different point. It's similar to the Rav's point, but a different point that is also something that should be taken in mind. And ultimately, the Tzitz Eliezer also has Stadim La'akel. And he says, V'sheinis, at the bottom of Kuf Nun Tes, Afil Hashitas Rabbeinu Tamudi Mei, Ha'osrim B'shomer, Matzinu La'arich Ner B'sukah, She'evar Kavanas Dvar, Derak B'achil Aser, Avabana Mutter. Then he argues that Dasa Shagas Aryeh is that the only Yisr is an Yisr Achila and not an Yisr Hana, and then it's called Lachem if there's only an Yisr Achila and not an Yisr Hana. So here you see the Shagas Aryeh is driving at the Rav's Chiddush. I don't know if he's going as far. The Shagas Aryeh is just saying that Rabbeinu Tam might have turned into Machalos Asuris, but he turned into those Machalos Asuris that have an Yisr Achila, but Lav Dafka have an Yisr Hana, and maybe there's no problem with Lachem. Or you could argue that the whole chefza of peros shvius mishumarim is not an issue of an isur chefza. It's an issue of anhaga that you're not supposed. Those are not the fruits that you're supposed to be partaking in. But mehechi tasting the tila is part of that hagdara. Hayotzin mitvareinu, in wrapping up the sugya of mishumar. What emerges is that there is a machlokis between giants, for sure, l'chatchila. Not only should we be machmer not to do mishumar and nevad ourselves, but we should l'chatchila try not to eat from mishumar and nevad. But every once in a while, I'll give you an example. I had a Talmud, I don't know, I might get in trouble to say this on recording, but I believe that this is true. So if you believe it's true, then I guess it should be recorded. I had a Talmud who's become a beautiful Beth Torah, a real Madadik B'mitzvahs, and he says that his parents are going to take him out, and they're not going to understand some of the issues that he's going to have in regards to Shemitah. So I told him no problem, that he should not worry, that he could go with his parents to... obviously, parents understand matov v'manoyim. If it won't create friction, matov v'manoyim. But in such a case, he could go with his parents even to places that we would call not mahadrin, vis-a-vis Meshumar and Nevad and the Heter Mechira and so on and so forth, because we have our great Grand Rebbe, who is Matir B'di'evan in such a case for sure. Then L'chatchila, that's not something that we rely on, but at the end of the day we're Mekom, Meshumar and Nevad. And if Chas V'Chalila, a person is on a stranded island, that the only esrog that they're able to find is an esrog of Meshuvah and Nevat, Lanias Daiti, based on what the giants before us said, that one could be Mako in regards to making a bracha on that esrog. I think the famous legend is about the Reb Chaim and the Netziv, I think starts with this issue. And that is, everybody know the story? This is a classic. You probably know the punchline of the story, but you never put two and two together. It has to do with this. It's well known that... I'll start from the beginning of the story, the part that I think that's connected to our sugya. The Netziv and Reb Chaim, it seemed, had a disagreement about Esrog Meshumar during Shemitah. I don't know the details. It'd be nice to know the details. And in general, Reb Chaim, as kavod and chibuv, chavivus that he had for the Netziv, he would always go over to the Netziv's Esrog. He would always go over to the Netziv's Esrog and take the Netziv's Esrog. And there was one Sukkot morning, the first day of Sukkot, that Reb Chaim did not go over to the great Rosh Hashiva, as well as, can you imagine, Reb Chaim was in a sensitive spot, his grandfather-in-law, right? That's it, was his grandfather-in-law, as well as the Baal Pluksa of his father, L'shem Shemayim. I always say that's an amazing, amazing thing. Reb Chaim made the Machlokas L'shem Shemayim between the Netziv and Beis HaLevi disappear. There's no remnant of it. But remember, Beis HaLevi and the Netziv had a very, very strong disagreement to the point that the Beis HaLevi left the Lajan. So Reb Chaim B'Go'anuso, I could start crying thinking about this. Reb Chaim B'Go'anuso made it that machlokas, there's not a shemetz of that machlokas today. That machlokas l'shem shemayim, and so for the iskayim, the only thing that's left is the machlokas in terms of darche alimut and so on. But there's nothing left that machlokas. Anyhow, Reb Chaim B'Go'anuso, probably in sincere deference to the Netziv, used to go over to the Netziv and used to go to Netziv's esrog and take the Netziv's esrog. The Netziv noticed the first day of Sukkot that Reb Chaim didn't do it, and it was from an esrog of Shmita, and the Netziv was bothered. He realized right away that what Reb Chaim and he went over to Reb Chaim and explained to him why he thought that his ankle and Korosh Yeshiva was wrong, and why he thought that this esrog you could make a bracha on v'chule v'chule v'chule. So the legend that probably you know is the next part. They say that the next morning the Netziv knocked on the sukkah of Reb Chaim. I don't know if Reb Chaim slept in the sukkah or not, and it was 5 in the morning. And the Netziv, Reb Chaim had Teirutzim for everyone in the Netziv's rites. So Netziv came back to him, and he thought that he could, that he had finally had a proof. So Reb Chaim was already sitting at the table, maybe drinking a coffee, I don't know. It was early in the morning, and so the Netziv comes in, and he says, Chaimke, Ataisus Hazeh, he begins to jump into this, and Reb Chaim says, a second, he said, I didn't say Berachas Hatayr yet. To which the Netziv started crying. And then it said, how could it be that the next Rosh Yeshiva of Elazhin at 5 in the morning hasn't already said Berachas HaTayr? That's what I think, that was the sugya. I think they were discussing that story starts in the sugya. Beis Hashem, we've been in the Kaim, both Kvod Chavir and Kvod Rabbanim, as well as in the Kaim, the mitzvahs of Shemitah as well, Meshumar and Nevat.